We, as humanitarians within the United Nations and in the non-governmental organizations, have this deep, deep sense of frustration now, because we're ready, willing, and able to save lives, evacuate wounded and sick from the besieged eastern Ghouta, provide relief to acutely malnourished children in these areas, and we're blocked, we're prevented for political and security reasons by the parties on the ground, by the government of Syria, and we're not being helped as we should be by those countries who have an influence on the situation. So I feel a deep sense of failure, really, because I've explained what is at stake and it's still not sinking in. And children die. We see graphic images of increasingly malnourished children and increasingly sick children. And we have more and more reports of children that are either dying or on the brink of death.
Six convoys were due to go in last week. You say that none of them rolled into partly eastern Ghouta, but elsewhere in other areas of Syria for Kfaraya. And that is because of men with guns. You keep telling us men with guns. You have these meetings of the humanitarian task force with countries who have influence on the ground. What are they telling you?
I mean, the countries who have spent billions of rubles and dollars and Iranian currency and whatnot, and who have thousands of men fighting on the ground or have many, many planes in the air, that they're not able to help us evacuate children, even women, it's telling. So I think they are really interested in helping us. There is no doubt that the diplomats that we work with want to help, but they're not able. And I think that is, it's a shame. It's a shame. This will be a stain on our conscience as member states of the UN and as a UN as institution for a long time.
Children in plastic bags for nappies, babies who are severely, acutely malnourished. I mean, obviously, this is very, very painful for you. Eastern Ghouta, I'm talking about, this isn't the only place in Syria. There's also Rukban, you were saying, on the border with Jordan in the south. How many people there? 35,000 in need of help. Where are we with that?
Well, we have a detailed plan to deliver supplies to Rukban in the desert, no man's land between Syria and Jordan. And we're still not able to deliver. We have the plan. We have the request to the Syrian government that has not been yet cleared. And we also have details, frustratingly having to be dealt with the parties on the ground because it's a complex operation. And in the meantime, the civilians are suffering.